Hi, you're listening to Customer Unservice, an audio blog of bad service experience. I'm driving back from Bankstown Hospital in southwestern Sydney at the moment, where my son has been in there with severe stomach pains earlier tonight. He's a swimming teacher and they basically had to drag him out of the pool. He was shivering and crying and doubled up in pain. So he went to Bankstown Hospital, where he's now been for four and a bit hours. So he finally saw a doctor who, in my opinion, just guessed at what was wrong with him. He had reflux. Yeah, right. Okay, you doubled up in pain from reflux. That's not the point. The point about the service experience is that you go to a public hospital to get seen. He stood around there for 4 hours, had some tests done. Nobody got back to us. Nobody told us what was going on. Nobody informed us. It was a complete farce. And this is the public health system here in New South Wales. So, I mean, I'm pretty frustrated at the moment, as you can probably hear, at the absolute seemingly lack of organisation and lack of care that we're experiencing in this public hospital tonight. The nurses just basically acted as though they couldn't give a shit. The doctors came and went and had a guess at what they thought it was. It was such an unprofessional experience for what is supposed to be a professional thing, you know, doctoring and medical is supposed to be so professional, and man, it's just an unprofessional experience that we had tonight. What's kind of made it worse for me is that after 4 hours of these people just fucking about, just doing nothing, it's, and that's the thing, you watch these people standing around the ward, apparently doing nothing. And there seems to be people everywhere, but nobody's actually doing anything. They're all just sitting there, I don't know what. Literally, like, just sitting around, appearing to do nothing. And just wasting a bunch of time. There was a lady in there who'd been there for 6 hours. Another lady next to us was there for, like, 5 hours. It's just astounding that this sort of nonsense goes on. And to make matters worse, the insult to injury right at the end was, after being in there for several hours, I went out to leave and realised that they want to charge for car parking. What's the incentive to process patients quickly if you're going to charge by the hour for car parking in the car park? So I went and there's no signs coming into the car park to tell you that it's a charged car park, but it's just as soon as you get in there, you can't get out without paying for the parking. So I stuck my little ticket in there and it said $9. Screw that, Bankstown Hospital, I'm not going to pay $9. I actually went back in and said to the guy, you got no signs on the way in and I got no money in my pocket, so open the gate. And they did. I must have looked pretty pissed off. That's because I was. Man, it's such a frustrating experience. And I know it's a hard yakker, I know it's terrible conditions to work under and dealing with people that are in pain and yada yada yada, but for God's sake, it's got to be a little bit better than what we experienced tonight. It was absolutely horrible. Anyway, this is Customer Unservice, an audio blog of bad service experience.